Welcome back to the Give Me Space podcast with me, Henry Perriton. This is a podcast about anything you can think of, from space, the planets, the solar system, the galaxies, and the universe. On the last episode, we talked about the second biggest planet in our solar system, Saturn, with its freezing temperatures, deadly storms, and mysterious rings. On this episode, we are going to continue our journey through the solar system and away from the sun to the coldest and second most distant planet, Uranus. Uranus is the third gas giant planet in our solar system. It is the seventh planet from the sun, and the third largest planet after Jupiter. Uranus was the first planet that was found with the aid of a telescope. With the exception of Neptune, all the other planets in our solar system were discovered by simply observing the sky. Ancient astronomers would notice that certain stars were moving across the sky whilst the rest of the stars were still, and they would say, "Hey, that's not a star, that's a planet." Uranus was discovered by astronomer William Herschel in 1781. Uranus was originally going to be named after King George III, but the scientific community intervened and named it Uranus after the Greek god of the sky, even though Uranus has been the butt of many jokes. I'm still glad it wasn't named George. Now, let's get into some interesting facts about Uranus. Did you know that Uranus spins on its side? Yes, that's right. It's tilted at an angle of 98 degrees, so its poles point almost directly towards the sun. This unusual orientation is thought to be the result of a massive collision with a planet-sized object billions of years ago. But it's not just the tilt of Uranus that makes it unique. Unlike the other gas giants in our solar system, Uranus has a relatively low internal temperature, despite being so far from the sun. In fact, Uranus is the coldest planet in the solar system, with temperatures that can reach as low as -224 degrees Celsius. To explore this icy planet, NASA sent the Voyager 2 spacecraft to fly by Uranus in 1986. The spacecraft sent back data and images that revolutionized our understanding of Uranus and its moons. We learnt that Uranus has 27 moons, and since their discovery, they've all been named after characters from the works of William Shakespeare and Alexander Pope. One of the most fascinating features of Uranus is its stunning blue-green color. The blue-green color is due to the planet's atmosphere, which is made of mostly hydrogen and helium, but also contains small amounts of methane. Methane absorbs red light and reflects blue and green light, giving Uranus its distinctive hue. Despite its distance from Earth, Uranus is still visible using a normal light telescope. However, because it's so far away, it appears as a small, dim dot in the sky. The best way to see Uranus is with a telescope, and you can even observe its moons if you have a powerful enough instrument. As we wrap up this journey to Uranus, let's take a moment to appreciate the wonders of our solar system. From the massive gas giants to the tiny rocky planets, each celestial body has its own unique features and mysteries waiting to be discovered. Thanks for joining me on this episode of the Give Me Space podcast. Tune in next time as we continue our journey through the cosmos, exploring the incredible wonders of our universe. On the next episode of the Give Me Space podcast, we are continuing our journey through the solar system to the next gas giant planet, Neptune. Until next time, give me space!